coming to you from me, Father Emil, and a warm welcome to the program as the sun sets. Always lovely being with you, and I hope you've had a good day at work. I know some of you are travelling home right now, but some are sitting at home. You've lit your little candle, and you've got your breathers in your hand, you're ready to fire away, and we're ready just to be with you, to just say thank you to the Lord as we come to the end of the day, to praise Him, to worship Him, and just to spend a moment with the Lord. Isn't it nice every day to get home to your loved one, your beloved, your spouse, and just spend time together, having a sundowner, just spending a moment saying, it's good to be with you. And that's what we do at the end of the day in our evening prayer. Yes, it's good to be with the Lord. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Change to heal the broken hearted and set free in Jesus' name. Don't focus on your weakness, 'cause your strength it is in me. In the name of Jesus, blessed be. Oh, in the name of Jesus, blessed be. And I'll be there beside you, you know I always am. I'll be there to hold you in my arms. And I'll be there to keep you, you know I always can. I'll be there, you'll never be alone. No, no. Wrote it in my word that you will never be alone. Said I love you and you'll never be alone. No, no.
If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Before the angels I will bless you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered, you increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways, how great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Before the angels, I will bless you, my God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Gospel reading this evening, taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you solemnly, it will be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, I tell you again, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were astonished. But who can be saved then? They said. And Jesus gazed at them. For men, he told them, this is impossible. For God, everything is possible. And then Peter spoke. What about us? He said to him. We have left everything and followed you. What are we to have then? And Jesus said to him, I tell you solemnly, when all is made new, and the Son of Man sits on his throne of glory, you will yourselves sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, or land for the sake of my name will be repaid 100 times over. And also inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Well, the Gospel tonight is really a continuation of the Gospel we had yesterday when the rich young man came to Jesus and asked him what he needed to do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus said, you must go and sell your gifts, your possessions, give the money to the poor, and then come follow me. And he went away sad because he was a rich man. He had not worked for his money. He was a young man. He had inherited his money, and his money really was his God. He worshipped money. It was his idol. And Jesus today sort of rubs the point home even more, makes the point, and he says, it's very hard, he says, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And why? Because the rich man is somebody who holds on to his riches. Many do. There's some very philanthropic people. But many rich men hold on to their riches. And they said, I have what I need for my life and for my family. And so we hold on to our riches and we don't give it away. In other words, we make our riches our idol. We make the riches our God. And Jesus says today, it will be hard. He doesn't say it's impossible. It's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And then he uses that saying, which was very popular at the time, which really underlines, underscores something which is impossible. And he says, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. So we get the thrust of what Jesus is trying to say. It's almost impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But then rightly, well, what did the disciples say? But Lord, what about us? We have left everything and followed you. And then he tells them that for God, for men, he said, this is impossible. But for God, everything is possible. And then he speaks about one day when Jesus is sitting on his throne judging, they will be sitting judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he says, right at the end, he says, but everyone who has left houses, fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers, and all these things will be repaid 100 times over and also inherit eternal life. In other words, at the end, when the end comes for judgment, those who have left everything and followed Jesus, those who have taken up the challenge to follow Jesus, will inherit eternal life. So it really is Jesus hammering home this point that he makes often, in fact, in the Gospels, that you cannot serve both money and God. You have to choose. And I'm not saying now, if you're a rich person, therefore you're not going to go to heaven. Not at all. He says it's going to be hard, because we have to be prepared to share what we have with others. And so today, let's pray that we will have the grace to take up the challenge of Jesus, to be prepared to share, to remember the words of Jesus, that it's very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, because very often the rich and the very rich people are not prepared to share what they have with others. But, as I've said, there are some, thank God, who are philanthropic. There are some who do see the needs out there and are prepared to share what they have with others. And all praise to these people who are prepared to share what they have with others, to share in a responsible sort of way. So I'm talking now to ordinary people like yourself and myself. And we might not be rich and wealthy and so on, but we've got what we need to survive on. How much do we budget, can I put it that way? How much do we budget to share what we have with others? Are we prepared to share what we have with others? And that's why Jesus says it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's if the rich man is not going to share what he has with others. Like the rich young man that comes to Jesus and he says, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, go and sell your possessions. Then come follow me. Give the money to the poor, and then come follow me. It's Jesus making a point to say, look, if you want to be my disciple, I have to come first. You have to prefer me to your riches, to your properties, to your monies, and so on. That's the point that Jesus is trying to make. And he's talking in strong terms. Go and sell everything you own. Good Lord, does he really mean that? Doesn't mean that. Literally go and sell everything you own and then come follow me, because you need something to live on. You need something to share with others. But the point is, are we prepared to share who we are, what we are, and what we have with others? Are we prepared to share, or are we going to make everything I am, what we are we going to make all this our little God? That's the rub. That's the challenge that Jesus is saying. And he says, for men, this is impossible. But for God, everything is possible. So let's pray this evening that the Lord will give us, you and me, the grace to open our hearts and our ears to the message of the gospel today, to be prepared to share who we are and what we have with others, and not to make a little God out of ourselves or a God out of our money, remembering that you cannot serve both God and wealth. And what we are called upon to do is to share who we are and what we have with others. It's only then that we're going to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. For men, it's impossible. It's according to our normal logic. It's impossible. But for God, it's not impossible. And if we are prepared to give up everything for the sake of Jesus, Jesus says you will be rewarded 100 times over. And you'll also, on top of that, inherit eternal life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Christ taught us. He taught us to set our hearts on the kingdom of God and on its justice, and in that kingdom, all that we need will be given to us. And until then, let us pray. Your kingdom come, O Lord. Blessed are those who know their need of God. Lead us to seek your face in purity of heart. Blessed are those who work for no reward, those who suffer for what is right. Comfort them with your presence and lighten their burden. Blessed are the gentle, those who show mercy and forgive. They shall know your forgiveness at the end of time. And blessed are the peacemakers, those who reconcile conflict and hate. They are indeed the sons and daughters of God. And bring consolation to all who mourn the dead. May they share the blessed hope of all who have died in the peace of Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. As we pray before you, Lord, we ask you in your mercy for the grace always to ponder in our hearts what we proclaim with our lips, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. In the first song this evening that we prayed, the first psalm, I should say, we said, oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither.
I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you I will not leave you orphan. I will never forget my own. Does a mother forget her baby? Or a woman the child within her womb? Yeah. Yes, even if these forget, I will never forget my own. I will never forget you, my people.
And I will never forget you. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. So that's the promise the Lord makes to us, that he will never forget us. And so let's not be cheap with the Lord. If we have anything, let's be prepared to share, to worship God, to follow Jesus, rather than our own ways and our own selfishness. It's a challenge, but let's ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength to follow Jesus more closely in our lives. Well, it's been good being with you for the last half hour. I wish you a wonderful, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, for now until tomorrow morning, good night and God bless.